Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC. Good morning, everyone. We've got some great guests this Friday morning. We're going to talk to the New York City Transportation Commissioner, Jeanette Sadiq Khan, in just a minute about closing off parts of Broadway, as Mayor Bloomberg announced yesterday. This is actually revolutionary in New York City, and we'll talk about it in a minute. We have the artist Shepard Fairey. You know, he did the Obey Giant series all those years and the Obama Hope poster that was one of the biggest pieces of art during the campaign last year. So Jeanette Sadiq Khan, Shepard Fairey, coming up this hour now.
If you go out and look, an enormous number of people can't fit on the sidewalks. They walk in the streets.
Mayor Bloomberg talking yesterday about Broadway in Midtown. And our first guest today is the New York City Transportation Commissioner, Jeanette Sadiq Khan. And watch out, she and the mayor are doing it again when it comes to innovation to make New York a more pedestrian-friendly city. Have you heard about this experiment? From around Memorial Day until the end of the year, the city will close Broadway to car traffic around Times Square and Herald Square. That's 34th to 36th Streets and 42nd to 47th Streets with some other elements that we'll talk about. Imagine that. Do you like this idea? Call and give the commissioner your feedback. 212-433-WNYC. This is not our pledge line. This is our on-air line. We'll never ask you to support the station with money when you're on the air. 212-433-9692. Call us up. Let's get details. Commissioner, welcome back to WNYC.
Good morning, Brian.
How will this work?
Well, Broadway's really been a problem that's been hidden in plain sight for almost 200 years, and it cuts diagonally through the heart of Midtown Manhattan. And so what we're doing is we are basically simplifying the grid, simplifying the intersections at both Herald Square and Times Square so that we can move traffic more effectively through some of the most congested areas in New York City. So we're going to be discontinuing traffic from 42nd Street to 47th Street and from 33rd Street to 35th Street in order to speed traffic through those intersections and, importantly, provide some more pedestrian space for the 350,000 pedestrians that are there every day.
Speed traffic through the intersection, so the crosstown street traffic, cars will still be going across those streets.
All the east-west traffic remains in place, and so there's no cutoff in terms of the east-west traffic pattern there.
By the way, are people interested in this topic? All our lines are full. That took about 8 seconds. And we'll get your calls for Commissioner Sadiq Khan in just a minute. What are drivers supposed to do? I know taxi drivers are among those who are unhappy about this. And people who are heading downtown, especially if they're going from west to east, have always liked the fact that Broadway is one way for most of it and that it cuts diagonally across Manhattan.
Well, as you know, in Times Square, Broadway is right next to 7th Avenue. And so what we've been able to do is add another lane of traffic between 47th and 44th Street, which will allow the traffic at that pinch point to move more smoothly through the network. So we think that that's going to improve travel times on 7th Avenue by some 20% and be a boon to taxi drivers and motorists in that area. Similarly, on 34th Street, we're able to give more signal time to drivers that approach Herald Square, which will improve their getting through that complex intersection by some 66%.
In other words, 6th Avenue going uptown won't have as much red light time?
Exactly. What we're doing is we are right now, when you drive up toward Herald Square, you hit a wall of traffic. And that wall of traffic spills back as far as the 20s. And so what we're going to be able to do is by providing more green time to motorists on 6th Avenue, they'll be able to get through. And we think those travel times will improve by some 40%.
40%. So Sharon in Manhattan thinks this is crazy bad, right, Sharon?
Yeah, that pretty much sums it up. I'm a pedestrian, not a driver, but I thought last year when we closed off part of the sidewalk on Broadway so people could sit outside near Times Square was nuts, because who would want to sit outside next to cars moving that fast? And in this plan, I don't see how it's going to help uptown, downtown traffic, because you're going to have people driving on Broadway and then somehow you're going to divert them off this major avenue. It just doesn't seem like it's workable to me.
It does seem counterintuitive, but the problem is that for some 200 years, Broadway has cut through on a diagonal basis through the heart of Midtown. And what we're trying to do is restore the grid system to make it easy to go from north to south and east to west. And what that does is it allows us to move traffic more effectively through those areas. Additionally, as you know, as a pedestrian, it's incredibly crowded at those two intersections. And so by providing some more pedestrian space, we're going to make it easier for pedestrians to also get around. The treatment that we put in from 42nd to 35th Street has been very, very popular, and we see people out at all times of day in those squares and in that corridor. Finally, on Madison Square, where we put the treatment in, we just did a recent survey, and some 85% of local businesses and residents really enjoy and support the space. So we understand that it's a big idea, and we understand that it will take some time for people to get used to it, but it's really important that we continue to invest in some ideas that improve mobility in New York City, particularly as we look to accommodate a million more people by 2030. We have to try some different ways because it's just not working as it is.
Marsha in Washington Heights likes it. Hi, Marsha.
Hi. Oh, boy, I have so much I'd like to say, and I'm sorry. I'm very congested, so I'm sitting at home listening to this wonderful station where I'm a sustaining member, I might add.
Thank you.
Don't let any of these small-minded people deter you from these fantastic ideas. It was an absolutely transcendental experience last summer to have Park Avenue, restricted to traffic during weekend hours. And what I'd just like to say is that we've got to get used to the idea that the vision should be going forward, having a Manhattan that is more pedestrian friendly. First of all, it's going to make it incredibly more enticing to foreign tourists who are used to traffic-free zones and cities. I see them taking advantage of this already, and we are overrun with Europeans. The other thing is that we've got to make sure the stimulus money is principally used to foster mass transit, because you want to get people out of their cars, ideally having pedestrians and only mass transportation and like taxis in the city.
Marsha, I'm going to leave it there, and I appreciate it, and the commissioner certainly appreciates it, judging from the big smile on her face. But Jose, taxi driver calling in. Hi, Jose.
Hi, good morning, Brian.
What do you think?
Okay, I just trying to get along with whatever they come up with, and we are willing to give it a try. But the only thing that I want to keep in mind, if it doesn't work, just don't keep pushing it. Like the bike line, it has some rough part that had to be fine-tuned. 30th Street and 9th Avenue, that corner is not working. Something else had to be done. I don't mind.
What do you mean by it's not working?
Well, when you come in with the passenger down 9th Avenue to the back of Penn Station, you have to make a left there at 30th Street to go into 8th Avenue. You got the traffic coming from the tunnel.
Right, and so that's a squeeze point. You familiar with that intersection?
Yeah, and I think he raises a very good point. I think it's a couple things. First of all, we're going to be giving it a try. This, as you note, is a pilot program, and the mayor's made it very clear that we're going to try some new ideas, and this is one of them. And he wants very strong statistics and an analysis done. We're going to be taking hourly and daily traffic volume studies. We're going to be doing pedestrian studies. We're going to be doing origin and destination studies. We're going to be doing surveys of businesses, and we're going to do video monitoring. So we're going to have a complete picture of how this works. And at the end of the year, we'll give a report to the mayor, and at that time, he will decide whether to continue with this program, whether to adjust this program, or whether to terminate this program. We think it's a win-win-win for drivers, for transit riders, and for pedestrians. But again, it's an idea that we're trying because it's just not working right now, as you know.
I gather that people in the Broadway theater business are open, a little bit wary, but kind of open to it. But I wonder, where will taxis or other cars be able to drop off theatergoers?
Well, one of the things that is we're fortunate in terms of the way the traffic works in this particular core area of the city is that Broadway is right next to 7th Avenue. And so it will be easy for drivers to pick up and drop off passengers on 7th Avenue. And we're looking for additional pick up and drop off space for people that need to get that done. So we're encouraged about the ability for us to accommodate that demand.
And I've read that you'll widen part of 7th Avenue to accommodate the cars. Where is that? And where is the space to widen 7th Avenue? Aren't there stores and sidewalks there?
No, there's actually an island that's there that we're able to shave off and provide that additional lane of traffic from 47th to 42nd Street. And so we'll actually be able to connect the network for the first time. And so we'll have four lanes of traffic going all the way down from 59th Street down through Times Square.
Where TKTS is,
yes.
Right around there?
Yeah.
That booth is still going to be there?
That booth is still going to be there.
Francis in Greenwich Village doesn't like this at all and says there's a negative precedent if you look back in history. Is that right, Francis?
Yes. I'd like everyone to know that the previous plan of this commissioner, which created a triangular park and this kind of situation at the top of 14th Street in the meat market, has been an unmitigated disaster. It's an ugly concrete space with plants and chairs where no one wants to sit in the fumes. The traffic is backed up. The turns are awkward. Everyone hates it.
Do you know that space at 14th and 9th?
I do, and it is actually supported by the community boards and the local residents that live there. And we've done surveys before and after the improvement was put in there, and we found that traffic moves the same as it did before. So we've seen some really positive reviews in terms of what it's been able to do in terms of moving traffic through, calming traffic, and providing some space in an area of town that really doesn't have any. And so in terms of both the reduced honking, the better mobility, and the public space, we continue to tweak it as we do with everything else. And so we continue to work with the community to make improvements that make sense.
New York City Transportation Commissioner Jeanette Sadi Khan with us for just another few minutes. We've been talking about the plan that she and the mayor have come out with to close Broadway to vehicle traffic from 34th to 36th Streets, that's Herald Square, and 42nd to 47th Streets, Times Square, and make them pedestrian malls, basically. Is this part of a larger philosophy that you and the mayor have for quality of life in New York?
The mayor constantly challenges all of his commissioners to come up with innovative ideas to improve New York City, and traffic congestion is one of the thorniest problems. So he's constantly challenging us to come up with new ideas and think out of the box and try things that are well documented, well analyzed, and so this is very much in line with that. And through Plan YC, the mayor has challenged all of us to take a bigger picture look to the persistent problems that we face. If something works, we continue with it, and if it doesn't work, we stop.
So there might be more things like this, specifically areas closed off to cars. We have Bob in Queens. We're not going to have time for his call, but he wants this in Jackson Heights.
Well, we are studying this, and this is a unique part of the city. This is very unusual to have the diagonal cut across the grid like this. Most of the rest of the city has a grid system, and so this is really targeted at hitting the bottlenecks and the pinch points that really compromise mobility for everyone in Midtown.
And on one other topic, the East River bridge tolls, East River and Harlem River, to help fund mass transit and help save the subway fare from having to go up an astronomical amount. I hear these tolls are gaining steam in Albany in the state legislature now after first hitting stiff opposition. True?
I think that everybody is beginning to understand, and every New Yorker understands, that transit is the lifeline of New York City. It makes New York City work. And the MTA faces an extraordinary deficit, and we need to do something to find money for the MTA. So whether it's East River Bridge tolls, Harlem River Bridge tolls, congestion pricing, a mobility tax, we have to look at all of the available ideas and alternatives to funding one of our most important assets.
I'm hearing that the compromise might be that the tolls would be less than at other crossings. In fact, they'd be the same thing as a transit fare, $2.
Mm-hmm.
True?
Yes, that's what Shelley Silver's proposal is, and I think that they're working very, very hard to get support among their members to make this happen.
But that wouldn't accomplish the main goal of the tolls, according to the Ravitch Commission, I think, which is to build this big rapid transit bus system coming into Manhattan. That might be enough to stave off some of the immediate fare increase, but not enough to build this new 21st century bus system. Am I correct?
Yeah, well, I think what we're trying to do is it's one step at a time. We need to find the revenues that we need to maintain the service that some 7.6 million people depend on every day. We clearly need to do more to improve mobility in the region and in the city, and we're working very hard with the MTA to develop a really robust bus rapid transit network to address areas that really don't have any ability to access transit and get in easily to where they need to
That's
go.
Supposed supposed to be the alternative to cars, so people don't feel they have to drive so
right.
much.
Right. I think it's a very important part of the MTA's capital program that it will provide funding for really some new projects that can be implemented quickly to improve mobility in areas that really need it.
All right. What's the first day that these sections of Broadway are going to be closed to cars?
On Memorial Day.
We look forward to it. We will memorialize it. Jeanette Sadiq Khan, the New York City Transportation Commissioner. Thanks a lot.
Thanks, Brian.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC.